Today happens to be World Suicide Prevention Day. All this month, mental health advocates and organizations have been promoting suicide prevention awareness. Back in August, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its biannual survey results on high school risk behavior. Comparing data from 2017 to 2019, more Hawaii teens reported feeling sad or hopeless, and more said they planned or attempted suicide. While the August data has yet to be broken down by county, previous survey results show that Kauai has higher levels of youth suicide than any other counties in the state. Alice Luck is the president and CEO of the Kauai Planning and Action Alliance. She spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about what the community is doing to curb this alarming trend on the Garden Isle.
So the Kauai Resilience Project is one of our main initiatives, and it was launched in April of 2019 in response to a very troubling statistics on youth suicide and youth suicide attempts on Kauai. These statistics come from the CDC's biannual survey, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, which is done of middle school and high school students nationwide. The 2019 survey was recently released, and of high school students showed that compared to 2017, the number of students in high school that showed symptoms of depression, which is defined as feeling sad or hopeless almost every day or two or more weeks in a row, the percentage of high school students that felt this way was 34.7 compared to about 30% in 2017, so that's gone up a bit. The number of high school students that reported seriously considering attempting suicide in the 12 months before the survey was 16%, and it's also gone up a bit since 2017. The number who reported actually attempting suicide one or more times in the previous year was 10%. That has gone up actually 0.5% since 2017. So these are the numbers that we find very shocking and was the main impetus behind the launch of the Kauai Resilience Project. The Kauai Resilience Project is a countywide initiative that brings together public and private partners on a monthly basis to work collaboratively to ameliorate this issue, to reduce the rate of youth suicides and suicide attempts on Kauai. And our approach is prevention. Our approach is by building the critical resilience factors, developmental assets, and developmental relationships in youth. We can help all youth to give them the life skills and the assets that they need in order to avoid mental health crisis in the future and to be able to weather life's challenges.
Can you tell me a bit more about what the program entails? What kind of services and programs are you providing?
Well, it's a collective action initiative, and we come together on a monthly basis to share information and, again, to work collaboratively around this issue and to try to leverage resources and collectively work towards our action plan. The Kauai Resilience Project Action Plan has four pillars. One is to increase protective factors in all of our youth. And we accomplish that through our Kauai's Kids, Are Your Kids public education campaign and promoting our 10 tips to build youth resilience. Two is to increase the number of after-school opportunities for youth on island, which are so critical to enabling youth to explore areas outside of school curriculum and to build those developmental relationships with adults that are so critical to building resilience and positive youth development. The third pillar is increasing the number of safe spaces in the community for youth. And the fourth pillar is to integrate some sort of social, emotional, or life skills curriculum into the schools. So we come together on a monthly basis. As the KRP, we're about 30 partners at this point, which includes Department of Education, Department of Health, various nonprofits, Native Hawaiian organizations, funders, and businesses. We come together monthly to work towards this action plan collectively.
How many years has this been in the works?
The Kauai Resilience Project was actually launched just last year, in the spring of last year. So it was in development for approximately a year before that. So it's still relatively new. And that's why our main push right now is to get our message out into the community in as many ways as possible and to make sure that all people on Kauai are aware of this initiative and aware of our 10 tips of how to build youth resilience.
With the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, everything's in change. A lot of social gatherings are out of the question, but it sounds like that is a key step to preventing youth suicide. And what are the challenges that this has created? And looking forward, how do you hope to implement these actions?
COVID-19 has really created profound challenges in terms of our individual mental health, our emotional wellness. I think everybody is experiencing some level of distress, anxiety, depression right now. The CDC recently did a survey, nationwide survey, of such issues and found that among the 18 to 24-year-old demographic, 75% reported at least one adverse mental or behavioral health symptom, such as anxiety and depression, trauma, or increased substance use in order to cope with those symptoms. So we're very concerned with the impact that the social distancing, the lack of opportunities for positive youth development outside of school, the stress that families are under. We're very concerned about the impact that this is having on mental health and family wellness and things like substance abuse rates and child abuse rates. Ironically, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Division reported fewer applications in April of 2020 relative to April of 2019. And the Department of Human Services, Child Welfare Services, reported a 33% decrease in child welfare services intakes between March 2020 and April 2020. So some of these agencies are experiencing a decrease in the access to their services due to the stay-at-home orders and other factors. So there's really a push to make sure that those who need help are accessing help and able to get that help. However, it should also be noted that the crisis line has reported an increase in uses since March of 2020. The crisis text line for the state reported a 54% increase in the number of texters between March and April of 2020. And anxiety and COVID-19 were major reasons that for this increase. So people are accessing the crisis line more. However, they're accessing other forms of supports. It seems to be that they're accessing those a bit less. We are very concerned. We had several suicides in May of this year on Kauai, which received some attention in the press. And while COVID-19 was not the reason for these, certainly it was an aggravating factor, likely, and the lack of economic opportunity, the financial distress that many people are under, can really aggravate whatever else is underlying in terms of mental health issues and symptoms. So we're really encouraging everyone who feels that they need help to reach out for help. Unfortunately, there's still quite a stigma surrounding mental health.
For our listeners, how can they help?
On Kauai, if the issue is with a child or an adolescent, they can reach out to the Kauai Family Guidance Center Child and Adolescent Mental Health Program at 808-274-3883. If the issue is one of domestic violence and sexual assault, they can reach out to the YWCA. Their domestic violence hotline is 808-245-6362. Their sexual assault crisis hotline is 808-241-4144. Again, we mentioned the crisis line of Hawaii, which is now available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can reach that by calling 1-800-753-6879 or text ALOHA to 741-741. Also, I would like to mention the Trevor Project is a great resource for LGBTQ youth who need support. That population experiences disproportionately high rates of suicide and also risk-taking behaviors. The Trevor Project can be reached also 24/7 at 1-866-488-7386 or text START to 678-678. They also have a chat line, which is available through their website, thetrevorproject.org.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I encourage those who are interested in learning more about the Kauai Resilience Project to visit our website, kauaiskidsareyourkids.org. You can also get there by visiting keiki2career.org.
Okay.
And you can follow us on Facebook at keiki2career.
That was Alice Luck of the Kauai Planning and Action Alliance talking about the Kauai Intervention Project, which aims to prevent youth suicides. We will have all those numbers she mentioned and the links on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.